We're kicking off our Caring and Sharing holiday series this morning. Every time about this year, KUMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with a local nonprofit organization making a difference here in the Northland. You'll hear about how they're helping folks all year long and how you can help them during this holiday season. Daryl Olson is our guest this morning, and she is a domestic violence sexual assault training specialist with ICO, the American Indian Community Housing Organization. Hey, Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk a little bit about what ICO offers the community, and wow, you guys have got a broad spectrum of services that you're offering.
We do. ICO has several different housing programs. We provide culturally specific programming for individuals and families who are coming out of homelessness. In addition, we provide mental health services to all of our participants. All of the services are voluntary, but if they're in need of mental health services, we have a collaboration with White Earth Nation, and we have a full-time therapist and arms worker on site in our building. We provide legal advocacy services, community outreach services, and then we have the American Indian Center, which has opened up for different events, community meetings, and then we also partner if families are wanting to do any visitation with their children. They can use our facility in the kitchen and our children's room and things like that. It's a little more comfortable atmosphere than a kind of the institutionalized visitation centers in our community.
Well, we had the opportunity to talk just actually a few days back about, you know, some of the new arts things that ACO's offering, not only to the community, but one of the things I was really interested to hear about is how art and art therapy are helping kids, because a big part of ACO's mission is helping kids. Can you talk about the work that you do with children?
Absolutely. We have a children's program that runs, and it's mostly staffed through volunteers and students from the universities who are working on service learning hours. So we do after-school programming with them, and then we partner with some of the artists who have come through and done art shows here and do different workshops with our kiddos. We've done everything from, you know, painting to things like going down the lake, walking, getting rocks, and doing murals on that. Our children are really involved within the arts program. We get a lot of different ideas and from them of, you know, things that they're interested in or where they want to go with that next.
So what can the community do for ACO? Again, you've got such a broad spectrum of services, and there are so many things that you're doing to help so many people. What do you need from us? What do you need from the community?
Well, I think the biggest need from the community is to be involved with us, to, you know, volunteer, come and take a look at our programming, stop by an event. The other highest need is, you know, we're serving about 175 people right now throughout our programs. And most of the time, these individuals and families are coming in with kind of just bare minimum things. So everyone that we get into housing, we're trying to raise donations from anything from beds to household items to just basic hygiene products. Because most of them don't have that when they're coming in. They're starting brand new. And we want to make their entry into our program and into housing comfortable to have the things that we every day take for granted.
When you talk about, just so that we're clear, when you talk about people volunteering, do folks, I'm sure that some people would say, well, I'm not Native American. Do you need to be Native American to volunteer?
No, absolutely not.
And so when you talk about things that folks who come into the program frequently, they're coming, you know, in some instances, folks are fleeing an abusive situation, or they're coming, you know, from having had some kind of a life event, so they don't have much. If somebody says, gosh, you know, I've got some furniture that I could donate, I've got some household items that I could donate, what's the best way to connect with you folks and make sure that you get the things that you need?
The best way would either be to call our main line and ask to talk to Josh Buck or Daryl Olson. Josh has really led that donation and organizing for new families and individuals in our programming, and so he kind of does the outreach and kind of coordinates and tracks what we have, who's coming in, and things like that.
All right. Fantastic. What about if folks are perhaps interested in maybe volunteering? Maybe they've got a little artistic skill and they'd like to make their talents available to work with kids or with adults for that matter.
Yeah, the best way for that would just be to give me a call or shoot me an email. It's just Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, at AICHO, AICHO.org. Or they can also call our main number just to be directed to my office line.
All right. And we'll get some links set up so it's easy for folks to get a hold of you. Daryl, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Daryl Olson with AICHO, the American Indian Community Housing Organization, our guest this morning on our Caring and Sharing Holiday Series. Every year about this time, KUMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofits making a difference here in the Northland.